This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us this weekend. As we kick off our program, we're right into the holidays, the first weekend, the first full weekend, I should say, in December. And right now we turn our attention to Ripple Connects. Ripple Connects is where we find Joe McKenzie, the co-host of our program, New Beginnings. He is a founder of Ripple Connects, and his website is rippleconnects.com. You can find him at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us as we talk about thoughtful gifts. We've gone from the holiday season of Thanksgiving, and now we're into the last holiday of the year. And thoughtful gifts is an intriguing title for this weekend segment. And I'm just curious, what types of gifts are you thinking about when it comes to a job search or a job seeker?
Well, this is something that I've talked about in the past. During the holiday season, entering the new year, you know, people are very reflective of where they've been and where they want to go. And often job seekers at this point in the year, you know, during the holidays, if you're in transition, if you're not thriving in a job, if you're unemployed, this can be a very tough time of year to process where you're at and where you want to be, because there's so much uncertainty. And I want to point this out because I realize that the unemployment rate is low. I realize that there's opportunities out there, but there's not always that good job for someone that's in job search. What I mean by that is they may be in a bad situation right now where they're not thriving or they're underappreciated. Their skills are being underutilized. The bad culture that they're in, and they may not be able to find what, you know, that career growth that they're looking for in that next job. So there's many people, even in a strong labor market that we are in now, that are not happy, Freddie. And they either want to make a change or they've already decided to make a change, but they haven't found something yet. And so there's a high level of uncertainty with a lot of job seekers. So I do want to point that out. We see the headlines, but when we look at it from a qualitative measure, there are people that are not happy with their jobs or where they're at. And so I want everybody that hears my voice today to think of that person that's not thriving in their job, that's been in career transition for some time. And it's just a simple method. These thoughtful gifts is something we've done for a couple of years, Freddie, because I feel it's so important to share our gifts. And those simple gifts are our time and our purposeful listening. And purposeful listening is just simply understanding, you know, the way I frame it as, what are they thinking and what do they care about? And that is something that we can easily give our gift of time and purposeful listening to a job seeker or someone looking to make a change at this time of year.
Right. And this time of year can be really difficult for a lot of people when you're talking about a job search and making a change and so forth. So in your opinion, why is your time and active listening important to a job seeker?
Well, being in career transition or being in a bad work situation is very lonely. And it almost feels like no one cares. It's not that they don't care. They may not know. And so the New Beginnings listeners today, I want you to think of that person that may be in your network, may be in your faith organization, may be in your neighborhood, may be in some kind of volunteer outlet that you have that may not feel has expressed to you that they're looking to make a change. They're not happy. Let's think about how one individual can positively impact the life of another individual just simply through spending some time with them and listening, understanding where they're coming from. They're not in a position to be told what they should be doing. I think it first starts with understanding where they're coming from, and that's the purposeful listening piece. What do they care about? and what are they thinking? And that's just a simple way for us to share our gifts during this holiday season. And then going into 2020, when people are setting their New Year's goals, often people that are not thriving don't even want to set those because it seems insurmountable. And so I do want our listeners to think about someone that can help. And if you're someone that's in a position where you're not thriving, I hope that you reach out to someone that will be willing to listen to you and share some time, because that's the key to this in job search. We see so much news out there. We see all this technology. We see all these commercials. But really, at the end of the day, when one individual can impact another individual's job search, and it's just really by spending time and listening and understanding where they're coming from, Freddie.
It really is. And I know that just from experience that empathetic ear and that ear of understanding can go a long, long way. And I think that Absolutely. It really benefits both individuals when they're able to sit down with each other or even exchange a couple of emails.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been on both sides of that, you know, where I've been able to help people to give some new clarity on potentially where to look, a new resource, another person they can talk to. But I've been there, and I don't think people realize, you know, how much I was going through when the financial crisis hit in 08, and I was the only income, and you have three young kids at home and a wife that's spending time with them. That, Freddie, that level of uncertainty was off the charts for me. And I had some key people that are still in my life today that understood where I was coming from. They didn't tell me what to do. They listened. They understood where I wanted to go. And that's why I feel so strongly about this topic, thoughtful gifts, that we share this with everybody. Our time and our ability to listen to where they're coming from. Because I think we've all been there to some degree. Others, you know, at a larger, you know, more painful point in their careers. But I think we have to stop. We have to determine if we can impact someone's life or we're in a position where we're not moving it anywhere, that potentially, you know, we need to ask someone, you know, for some time and understand where they're coming from. So it's a very important topic for me, particularly since many people will just gloss over the headlines and think because we have low unemployment that everybody's happy in their jobs. That's crazy. There are people that are fully employed that are miserable, and they're being underutilized, they're not thriving, or they've left a job and haven't found a good re-entry back in the workforce. And those are the people that can really benefit from the thoughtful gifts of our time and purposeful listening.
It's interesting. So have you seen positive outcomes from simply giving that gift, as you just mentioned, of time and active listening?
Absolutely. I know I've benefited from it directly, but I've seen how people's that I've talked to, you know, either at my church or in a volunteer capacity, I can see that little spark, that level of hope that person I've talked to truly feels understood. And now I become their eyes and ears, potentially in the hidden job market. I might refer a good book or a resource or introduce them to someone, so that hope starts to rise. And then that hope turns into, you know, actionable steps for someone to kind of, you know, get moving towards their goal. But often it does start with another human being positively impacting the life and career of another individual. And I think that is probably the most important takeaway here today that is listening, that we can help people. And it's just simply recognizing if we have 20 minutes to talk on the phone or an hour to sit down with someone for coffee and really be in a position to understand where they come, you know, listen to understand where they're coming from versus telling them what they should be doing. I think until you understand where they're coming from, don't make recommendations until you know which is the best path for them.
Wow. The gift of time is so precious. The gift of active listening is just tremendous. And Joe McKenzie has helped us with that this weekend. If you'd like more information about what Joe McKenzie is sharing this weekend, you can find him online at www.rippleconnects.com. By phone, he's reachable at 763-438-1621. I know he values his time and he gives it away judiciously, but Joe McKenzie does some great work at Ripple Connects. You turn candidates into what?
Contenders for the jobs that they deserve.
All right. That's New Beginnings. That's our job segment, and our program continues right now.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman!
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you on this early Saturday morning, and this is Appointed Listening on New Beginnings, and we are glad that you're with us. And it's always important to tell a friend to join you with your favorite program. And we turn our attention now to Vision Loss Resources. They've been helping people in a number of ways in our communities for quite some time. Vision Loss Resources can be reached by calling simply 612-871-2222. I've come to call that the number you cannot forget. 612-871-2222. And joining us this morning is Susan Anderson. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources. And good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're with us. Let's talk a little bit about independence as it relates to vision loss. And I'm just curious, let's set it up this way. Maybe you're encountering a person who's losing their vision and they're going, oh my gosh, what do I do? How can I remain independent? What's the first thing that happens? Or maybe there's a story you can relate that might illustrate how help can be had.
Sure. Well, first of all, that's such a normal question to ask. You know, what can I do now? How can I even be independent if I can't see? How do I get dressed in the morning, make sure my clothes match if I can't see? How do I pay my bills if I can't read my mail? And once people are connected with us, we're able to show them different tips, different tricks. There's training that we can offer that shows that you can do all of those things I just mentioned and more. Mark is one of our facilitators that teaches in a class that we call Independent Living Skills Training. Maybe, Mark, you can tell a little bit more about what they can learn there.
Sure. Yeah. So actually, a few months ago, a woman called and said that her mother was living in another state and her dad had just died. So she wanted her to move back in with her to Minnesota. And she was kind of worried about what's the next step. Her mom had advanced stages of macular degeneration and her vision was getting worse. And so she kind of just like you were saying, Freddie, she called and said, you know, this is happening. What can we do? So what we did do is we set up a time to do an in-home assessment with her mom. And we just went in there and spent some time just getting to understand what kind of issues she was having with her vision loss. And we suggested that she come to our independent living skills classes, which she did. And so some of the things she started to learn there, I'll just kind of give you a quick rundown of what a normal class would be like.
Sure.
So every day during that class, we use a different appliance. So we're talking about safety tips about how to cut things, how to pour things, how to measure things with vision loss. We talk about safety on the stovetop, safety with the oven, safety with the microwave. We show people how to mark their appliances so even though they have vision loss, they can still use those appliances. And so she learned that right off the bat. She loved to bake. She had stopped baking, but now you could tell that she had this renewed interest in baking and couldn't wait to get back and start to use some of these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So during these classes, we talk about anything from how better lighting can help. We talk about magnification and the different tools there are for magnification to help people read or to see photos, things like that. We talk about money management. So people say, you know, I want to handle my own money, but I have to ask somebody, is this a 5? Is this a 10? And we show them either a gadget that they can buy that can identify money. There's free gadgets out there that they can get to identify money. There's apps on your phone that can show you how to identify money. We can even go old school and show people how to fold their money in a different way so that when they reach into their wallet, they can be confident that what they're pulling out is a $20 bill or what they're pulling out is a $5 bill, things like that. So during these classes, there's a lot of things that people learn. And what I tell people usually during those classes is that when you finish these classes, we're not necessarily going to go over everything you could possibly learn about dealing with life with vision loss, but hopefully it starts to spark some other ideas. So if you see us, you know, tell you something about how to handle how to tell the difference between shampoo and conditioner in the shower, maybe you apply that to something else so that you can tell the difference between two other things. And so we don't necessarily teach you everything about everything, but we hope to kind of get the juices flowing so that you kind of start to figure out things and start to have the mindset of, well, when I run into something and I'm not sure what to do with it, instead of just saying, well, I guess that can't be done and I have to get somebody else to do that for me, you know, maybe there's a way I can adapt this so that I can stay as independent as I want to be.
Right. It's really about creative thinking and it's about learning how to do what you used to do in just a different way.
Very interesting. I know that we have a quick set of questions here, but I'm just curious. My interest peaked when you talked about an app for the money. If you have that in front of you, if you know what the app name is, I'm sure our audience would like to know what that is. But I'm curious, what can we do about transportation when you have vision loss? You talked about going to Twins games and so forth in an earlier meeting when we got together. But I'm just wondering, is there a solution for that for a person who wants to live independently and handle their own transportation?
Sure. We can help people figure out different transportation options. Sometimes, depending on where you live in the city, there's neighborhood kind of volunteers that will take people to appointments and things like that. Otherwise, there's an organization called Metro Mobility, which people, a lot of people who come to our activities get a ride here on Metro Mobility. It's a low-cost transportation. And it's not quite a taxi cab because there has to be some planning involved, and it might take a little bit longer than a taxi would or a Lyft or an Uber, but it's definitely an option. So we kind of work with the person depending on where they live and kind of figure out what can be helpful. Another thing is that if transportation to like going to the grocery store or running your errands is an issue, we have volunteers that have all been vetted. They've gone through background checks. They've gone through interviews with us. And they're available to help people every couple of weeks just to go to their house, pick them up, take them to Cub Foods, take them to Walmart, take them to Walgreens, and help them kind of navigate the store, look at prices, make sure that they're getting things that they need. So that's another way that we can help with transportation.
Interesting. Just as a side note, television show I was watching the other day, 60 Minutes, and they were talking about an architect who had lost his vision. And he says he's better equipped now without his vision than he ever was when he was sighted. So it's just interesting that the whole world can actually open up to you. And so that's the business side of it. What about the entertainment side of vision loss? How do you help?
Well, at Vision Loss Resources, we have our own social recreational activities and outings that people are able to access. And it's much like any other type of community center as far as the programming or activities we offer. What makes a difference is that you have the support and you have programming that's been adapted to no matter where you are on that spectrum of vision loss, you're going to be able to access, you're going to be able to have fun, you're going to be able to learn and be a part of our community. Other things that we let people know about is there's a service called Talking Book. So people that were just avid readers and missed being able to turn those pages and look at their library collection and feel like that's a loss, this Talking Book program allows you to be able to still to read, but through an audio form. And it's a really slick service where they're able to just mail everything to your home. So there's no need to getting transportation to and from a library. Everything is shipped at no cost. If they don't have a library book that you really want to read, but you know you have one in your collection, they will transcribe it for you if you send it in. Even if they were old love letters that you had that you can't read anymore, they will transcribe those for you and put it on a digital cartridge that you're able to use with this device that they give to you, again, at no cost.
Everyone, we're talking with Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager of Vision Loss Resources, 612-871-2222. And this is New Beginnings.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month,
Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and we're continuing our conversation now as we turn our attention to West Metro Hypnosis. And we talk with Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. If you'd like to reach out to her, and I'm sure she will smile if you do, 952-222-3975. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. Freddie, how are you doing this weekend?
I am doing so well. I'm into the holiday spirit, and I'm just really, I know Thanksgiving has passed, but I'm just really thankful this weekend. And I know we're talking about peace, and how can, just a point of personal preference, how can we weave in peace and thankfulness if that's possible this weekend?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, is that possible? Because what we have to understand about peace and experiencing peace is really that it is a choice that we make. Peace is not something that it's not something that happens once we have everything perfectly decorated, once we have all of our ducks lined up in a row, once we have everything checked off of our to-do list. Peace is a choice that we make moment by moment by moment. Peace is also the area of focus in the second week of Advent that we are starting tomorrow. Tomorrow marks the second week of Advent, and so peace is our focus for that. The Unity writing affirmation for peace that starts tomorrow says, "I resolve to live with an open, forgiving heart and bless others with my peaceful presence." This statement has so much to offer. I resolve to live with an open, forgiving heart and bless others with my peaceful presence. It really is claiming our ability to choose this for ourselves. It doesn't say that when I have this perfect life, I get to experience peace. It means that I am going to, in this moment, regardless of what's going on, it doesn't matter if there's traffic surrounding me, if there are bills that I'm unable to pay, it doesn't mean if my schedule is overloaded or I have disharmony of some sort in my family. It doesn't say to wait until those things are resolved. It's asking each and every one of us right now, especially in this holiday season where our focus is meant to even more profoundly go to these practices, that I resolve, I make a choice. I make a choice to open up my heart, to practice forgiveness, not necessarily for the other person. They might not even know that they are being forgiven for anything, but to practice it for my own self so that I can move lighter and more freely throughout my world and to bless others with my peaceful presence, that when I choose to become peaceful, I become a blessing. Whether other people know that I'm even practicing peace or not, there is something about me that shows to the world I'm in harmony, I'm at peace. And there's something very, very powerful about really taking these words in to a much deeper level. So anybody who's hearing these words out in traffic, just pause for a moment, breathe them in. I resolve to live with an open, forgiving heart and bless others with my peaceful presence. This can be your choice right now. And Freddie, I'm going to assume it's my choice, and I'm going to assume it's going to be your choice right now as well.
It certainly is, and I am peaceful, and I am thankful. And that's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975. And our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. With me right now is the Associate State Director of AARP Twin Cities, Jay Hapla. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Bell. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And today we want to talk about something, a topic that never grows old, especially when you're talking with AARP members and those who are concerned about scams. We're talking about the Fraud Watch Network and imposter scams. Just way of definition, Jay, what is an imposter's scam?
Well, like you said, imposter scams never grow old. I think that with the way technology works nowadays, it can be a positive thing for us to be able to reach people around the world and connect with family and friends wherever they are. But the scammers have access to this technology too. And it provides them with anonymity, so you don't necessarily know who you're dealing with, whether it's over the phone or over the internet. Some common imposter scams could be that someone online is pretending to be a friend of yours. So maybe in their social media profile, you think you're dealing with a friend, but really you're not. Or it could be a telephone call that looks and sounds like it's coming from the government or from your bank, when really it's a scammer who's just pretending to be someone they're not.
How do you advise people, and especially your members, to be vigilant in these types of situations are happening all the time?
Well, because the con artists are somewhat sophisticated and certainly determined, they're always going to come up with a new trick and a new story. So really, I try to help people focus on the money. So anyone who's asking for money over the internet, someone you haven't met in real life before and now they're asking for money, or say it's a friend of yours and they say they can't be reached except for through their social media profile, that's a huge red flag simply because they're asking for money. Or say over the phone, if someone is contacting you or contacting me and they want some personal information from me, like my social security number or my bank account, that's a lot different than if I chose to contact my own bank at the phone number that I have for them, and then I provide them some information, because that's a verified connection as opposed to someone who's calling me out of the blue, pretending to be from my bank and asking for my personal information.
Really interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Jay Hapala. He is the Associate State Director of the AARP Twin Cities, and we're talking about imposter scams, and the topic is Fraud Watch Network. So, how can we mentioned being vigilant. What else can we do if we really understand or we suspect that there is a scammer on the other end of the phone, or that we may have even been scammed?
Sure. Well, there's help available. So starting with local law enforcement is always a good answer. If someone's been victimized, if they've lost money, starting with local law enforcement is a good start. And then also AARP, it runs a nationwide call center and a website where people can get help and find more information. The phone number is 877-908-3360. So if someone wasn't sure where to go, or they just wanted to find out if it was a scam, they could call us or even visit our website, which is easy. It's aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
All right. Give that telephone number one more time. I know folks weren't really expecting that, but that number one more time, if you don't mind, Jay.
Sure. 877-908-3360.
All right. And as Jay mentioned, if you believe you've been scammed, call the police. Get law enforcement involved right away. Jay, I can't thank you enough for being with us, and we'll see you next time right here on New Beginnings.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everyone. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. And with us now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Say hello to Kitty Harris. Happy weekend, Kitty.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
I am so well and really excited that we can join together to talk about some great things happening at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, and you've got a big holiday event coming up in December.
Yes, we are so excited to be holding our annual holiday event on Friday, December the 13th at 1:30 p.m.
And what's it called?
This year, our theme for this event is going to be Karaoke Christmas. One of our wonderful partners on site, Alive and Kickin', is going to be our guest entertainers. And so we have a theme every year. And so this year, we thought karaoke would be an excellent way to celebrate the holidays.
Wow. So tell us a little bit, we've talked about it before, about what the group Alive and Kickin' is all about.
So Alive and Kickin', one of our on-site partners, is a senior rock group where members of the group are 62+. They're housed here at the center, and they perform throughout the Twin Cities, singing a variety of music, and they also host a free community sing out here once a month. And so this is one of those free events that they do as a bonus to the community to provide a holiday event for some of our isolated seniors.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and she is telling us about a big event happening on December 13th, the Karaoke Christmas Party. So who's invited to come? Can even a person who does New Beginnings come?
Absolutely. Everything that we do at the center is free and open to the public. Our mission is to serve 40+, but we do have a lot of young people sometimes that might come with their seniors. And this year, we are also fortunate to be sponsored by Gifts for Seniors. And so at this event, we will be able to provide wrapped Christmas presents for those who are in attendance as well. And so, again, the event is free and open to the community.
Right. So are you accepting donations, or are those required if you're serving food or taking care of people who are less fortunate this year?
Nope. Everything is covered by our community, our wonderful community sponsors. And so Gifts for Seniors is an organization that provides the donated gifts for our isolated seniors in Minneapolis, and then Minneapolis Public Housing will be providing all of the refreshments, and our on-site partners here at the Senior Center will also be donating little odds and ends. And our wonderful partner at Alive and a Kickin', in addition to providing our entertainment, they always decorate the space and make everything look so beautiful and inviting to all of our attendees.
So what is the time for the event, and do you need to register in advance?
The time of the event is going to be 1:30 p.m. Doors are going to open at 12:30 so that people can come in and get a seat. And I do encourage people to get here right at 12:30 because it is always a packed house every year. You do not need to register in advance. If you want to call us at 612-344-2221 and let us know you're coming, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we just encourage people to stop in on Friday, December the 13th at 12:30, and let's sing some wonderful holidays music together.
Sounds like a great time. That's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for Cory McCorvey's Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We can have the peace of heart and mind that we are supported by this divine universe, that there are answers to what we are seeking. This season of Advent gives us an opportunity to look at the rhythm in our soul, that if we will prepare our soul with qualities of hope, seeking, of peace and assurance. Next week, of love, a willingness to give, to extend ourselves to the world. And finally, in the fourth Sunday, joy, that mysterious quality in which we go beyond ourselves and see the glory of God's creation. Always present, but yet in our busyness, and isn't it sort of a mystery that at this time of the Christmas season, we can get so busy that perhaps we ignore the beauty even more than we do the rest of the year in our rush. So the secret of Advent speaks to us in warning and promise. The warning: be careful of your busyness. Be careful of your grand expectations about what Christmas should be compared to what it was in the past, or even what you may hope it will be in the future. Those expectations can wear us down. The promise of Advent is, if we will cultivate these qualities in our heart and soul, the promise is true. Christmas will come to us in a way most meaningful, rich, or as our meditation hymn called it, a satisfaction complete and true. We will be filled with joy. Now, this time of year is sometimes a difficult time for individuals. Some of us that no longer have our family physically present with us, perhaps we're at a great distance from them. It can be difficult. And I ask us to be sensitive to others, to their experience of Christmas, to not try to overwhelm them with our joy or our excitement, if they're in a place that needs our gentleness and our listening ear. This week of peace reminded me of this wonderful quote from that great spiritual teacher of our age, at least some of us that are a little bit older, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He wrote, "Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal." Listen, peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. Some of us can struggle over the news, all the events in the world, and think, peace seems so distant. Peace seems like an unattainable goal in our world. Yet the world has been challenged by violence, hatred, prejudice, many of these things. But in our unity teaching, our essential teaching, is like the statement of being that we shared at the beginning of this service, that we choose not to ignore challenges or difficulties, but to stake our claim in the true divine presence, always available, so that whatever we meet in outer circumstance, be it those Christmas expectations or perhaps more difficult lessons of life, we can cling with assurance and experience an inner peace, knowing that there is always a possibility of overcoming what is on our path. One of the most quoted sayings attributed to Jesus, speaking as the Christ, that exalted consciousness within him. In this world, there are tribulations, but be of good cheer, of good hope, for I have overcome the world. Speaking to us of an inner power, that if we will allow it to work through us, we will overcome the rough places. As Isaiah called it in his prophecy, the rough places will be made plain and the crooked straight. As we prepare a highway, as we prepare a path for the Holy One to work through us. I want to tell you a story of a 19th century family. It's sort of a modern story of Job, if you will. This family knew really shattering experiences in their life. They lived in Chicago, and first, their firstborn son suddenly passed away. Secondly, the Great Fire of Chicago burned up all their investment property. Then 2 years later, a recession came, and they were even more financially challenged. And if that weren't enough, the church that Horatio and Anna Spafford attended, I won't name the denomination, told them that they had to accept it, that this was a divine punishment. So they even left their faith tradition. And they were seeking to start anew by going to Europe. And Horatio, because he was settling some matters, he sent his family ahead on an ocean ship to Europe. It sank. Their four daughters perished. Only the mother Anna survived. She contacted him from England and said, "I was saved, but alone." As they regrouped, they decided they would really go afar. And they moved to Jerusalem. There they did have three more children, but once again, their son passed away of scarlet fever. They decided to do something positive in Jerusalem, and without an intention to convert people to Christianity, they set up what was known as the American Colony, and they offered help in food and shelter to all. So good was their work, and so without a mood of trying to convert, it was a group that was accepted and admired in Jerusalem by the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.